KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
I'm Maria Chalaos with your daily coronavirus update. We are learning some more about the Omicron variant. Listen to the latest from ABC's Alex Stone.
In a new technical brief, the World Health Organization says Omicron appears to have a, quote, growth advantage over the Delta variant. It's spreading quickly in South Africa and Europe, and the WHO believes Omicron will outpace Delta, where community transmission is happening. Yet preliminary findings suggest Omicron might cause less severe illness than Delta, and cases of Omicron in the U.S. and Europe have been mainly mild. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And in the UK, Omicron is creating a new coronavirus wave. ABC's Tom Rivers is at the Foreign Desk in London.
With Omicron numbers increasing rapidly here, Prime Minister Boris Johnson addressed the nation.
No one should be in any doubt. There is a tidal wave of Omicron coming. And I'm afraid it is now clear that two doses of vaccine are simply not enough to give the level of protection we all need.
So his solution, get a booster. Currently, across England, only around 10 people are hospitalized with Omicron. So far, only one person is known to have died of it here. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Utah health officials say there have been 2,669 new cases of COVID-19 in the state since Friday. There have also been 21 new deaths. With your daily coronavirus update, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.